Order, order. I call upon the secretary to read the minutes of the last public business meeting and also the minutes of the ordinary private business meeting held Monday, 30th November, 1994. Secretary.
The seventh debate of Michaelmas term 1964 was held on Thursday, November the 26th, with the President, Mr. Eric Abraham, St. Peter's College, in the chair. The secretary read the minutes of the last public business meeting, which were carried. The librarian brought forward his weekly list of books, which was approved. The treasurer made an announcement. The president announced the arrangements for the society's elections. Questions were asked of the officers with regard to the discharge of their official duties, and the officers replied. The secretary made an advertisement for the Somerville pantomime. There being no further private business, the house proceeded to public business. Mr. Neil McCormick, Balliol librarian, rose and moved that deterrence and not reform is the most important aspect of criminal punishment. Mr. Roderick Flood, Wardham, Treasurer, opposed. Mr. John Smith, MA, LLB, ex-convener of debate at the Glasgow University Union, spoke third. Mr. Arnold Goodman, MA, LLB, Downing College, Cambridge, LLM, London, spoke fourth. There also spoke for the motion Mr. Robert Rhodes, Pembroke, Mr. Fred Reed, Queens, Mr. Michael Birkson, Merton, Mr. Philip Kelly, Magdalen, Mr. Montek Singh, Magdalen, Mr. Guy Brown, Balliol, Mr. Butt Phillips, St. John's, Maiden, Mr. Tony Lambert, St. Edmund Hall, Mr. Anthony Bird, St. John's, and Mr. Jeremy Belloff, St. Catharines. And against the motion, Mr. Anthony Winscombe Clark, Balliol, Mr. Jakob von Exkull, Mr. P.D.P. Jones, BNC, Mr. Parkinson Christchurch, Mr. R.J. Holdsworth University, Mr. Guy Parkhurst, Lincoln, Mr. Simon Pitch, St. Peter's, Mr. Rip Bulkley, Exeter, Mr. Richard Condon, Exeter, and Miss Suzanne Maiden Somerville. The hour for the closure of the debate having arrived and the honourable mover having waived his right of reply, the House proceeded to a division, with Mr. Jeremy Belloff, St. Catherine's College, telling for the ayes, and Miss Suzanne Maiden Somerville telling for the noes. And when there appeared for the motion 197 votes and against the motion 246 votes, the President declared the motion lost by 49 votes, and the House stood adjourned at 11:55 p.m. proctorial time. The first private business meeting of Michaelmas term 1964 was held on Monday, November the 30th, with the President, Mr. Eric Abraham, St. Peter's College, in the chair. The President read the minutes of the last private business meeting, which were recarried. The librarian presented the financial report of the library, which was unanimously approved. The treasurer presented the financial report of the society, which was unanimously approved. Questions were asked of the officers relative to the discharge of their official duties, and the officers replied. There being no further further business, the President declared the meeting adjourned at 6:45 p.m.
Does any honourable member any objection to raise or question to ask in regard to those minutes?
Mr. President, Mr. Jacob von Exkull,
Mr. Jacob von Exkull, Christchurch.
There being no further objections or questions, I declare those minutes carried. I call upon the librarian to bring forward his weekly list of books.
The following, Mr. President, is the list of books proposed by the Library Committee for purchase by the Society. The Quantum Theory of Solids by Ari Pyrs, The Russian Language Today by Dennis Ward, Elizabethan and Jacobean Poets by John F. Danby, Shakespeare and the Reason by Terence Hawkes, Lucerna, Studies of Some Problems in the History of England by H.P.R. Finberg, The Quest for Love by David Holbrook, On Competition in Economic Theory by B.W.S. Andrews, The English Face of Machiavelli by Felix Raab, Efficiency, Equality and Ownership of Property by J.E. Mead, The School for Dictators by Ignazio Siloni, Ambitions and Strategies by Peter Stansky, making a total of £15.16 altogether. For the Special Lending Library, we have purchased A Kind of Anger by Eric Ambler and A Caribbean Mystery by Agatha Christie, the two books together coming to a price of £1.14. We've also received one presentation. It's the President's own autobiography, entitled Not So Much A Way of Life, More A Programme.
Does any honourable member any objection to raise or question to ask in regard to that list of books? There being no objections or questions, I declare that list of books carried. I call upon the Treasurer to make an announcement.
Well, my last announcement as Treasurer, Mr. President. I'm happy to say that the ball is very nearly sold out, but that there are just a few tickets left. As a result of the ball and the arrangements we have to make for it, we have to close the Society's rooms from 3:30 p.m. tomorrow, so that I hope that everybody who has left anything in the Society will go and get it before then. Able-bodied helpers are urgently needed to help us with the preparations from 10 o'clock tomorrow, and on Saturday morning especially, for clearing up after the ball, and remuneration will be made on a scale of which any union would be proud.
It is a great pleasure that I read out the results of the recent elections. Library Committee, Mr. Ian Fox, Exeter, 157 votes. Mr. Chris Cole, St. Edmund Hall, 181 votes. Mr. Leo Frank Halford, Strevens, Christchurch, 188 votes. Mr. Robert Rhodes, Pembroke, 192 votes. Mr. R. Mills, Balliol, 198 votes elected. Mr. Michael Deeney Morden, 201 votes elected. Mr. Ian Morrison Lincoln, 217 votes elected. Mr. Michael Harlow, Worcester, 232 votes elected. Mr. Anthony Winscombe Clark, Balliol, 243 votes elected. Mr. Thomas DeKell, Pembroke, 244 votes elected. Mr. Howard Belton, Christchurch, 267 votes elected. For Standing Committee, Mr. Jakob Von Exco, Christchurch, 124 votes. Mr. Madhav Rao, Balliol, 166 votes. Mr. Stephen Marks, New College, 188 votes. Mr. Tony Lambert, St. Edmund Hall, 193 votes. Mr. G.R. Brown, Balliol, 199 votes. Ms. Prue Hyman, Somerville, 226 votes. Mr. Simon Pett, St. Peter's College, 240 votes. Mr. Simon Head, Christchurch, 242 votes. Mr. Ashley Davis, Christchurch, 251 votes elected. Mr. Richard Condon, Exeter, 256 votes elected. Mr. Helen Rose, Pembroke, 266 votes elected. Ms. Suzanne Maiden, Somerville, 292 votes elected. Mr. Rick Barker, Exeter, 334 votes elected. For Secretary, Mr. Jakob Von Exco, Christchurch, 16 votes. Ms. Prue Hyman, Somerville, 68 votes. Mr. Simon Head, Christchurch, 90 votes. Mr. Tony Lambert, St. Edmund Hall, 199 votes. Mr. Ashley Davis, Christchurch, 172 votes. Mr. Richard Condon, Exeter, 228 votes. Mr. Joshua Bamfield, Pembroke, 271 votes elected. For Treasurer, Mr. Stephen Marks, New College, 74 votes. Mr. Guy Brown, Balliol, 126 votes. Mr. Rip Barkley, Exeter, 277 votes. Mr. Jeremy Bellocks and Catherine, 313 votes elected. The Librarian, Mr. Madhav Rao, Balliol, 87 votes. Ms. Suzanne Maiden Somerville, 126 votes. Mr. Hannon Rose, Pembroke, 168 votes. Mr. Simon Pett, St. Peter's College, 248 votes. Mr. Douglas Hogg, Christchurch, 305 votes elected. The President, Mr. Roderick Flood, Waterman, Nuffield, 214 votes. Mr. Neil McCormick, Baylor, 455 votes elected. That certain ladies and gentlemen, not having paid their subscriptions and fines for this term, have had their names removed from the Society's list of members. Their names will be found posted in the main hall in accordance with Rule 5. Has any honourable member any question to ask of the officers ready to discharge their official duties? There will be no questions. Sit down. There have been no questions, no further questions. So how to... The motion for debate is extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. The motion was proposed by the President, opposed by Mr. Christie Davis, Emmanuel College, Cambridge, President of the Cambridge Union Society, Mr. Hugh McDermott, LLB, Edinburgh, Mr. Humphrey Barker, MP, Pembroke College, Cambridge, Mr. Malcolm X, the Earl of Longford, who should have come and who was cancelled, but instead Lord Stallman will speak in his place. I am very grateful to him since he has accepted with 2 hours notice. I call upon the President to bring forward the motion standing in his name, Mr. Tariq Ali, ex-treasurer, to take the President's chair. Mr. Chairman, I must say farewell, a formal farewell to the Oxford Union. Farewell.
Wait.
Farewell to this place which, more than anything else, has contributed to my enjoyment of Oxford and my stay in this country. Farewell to my friends, that is, to those of them who haven't already said farewell to me on the election of the President-elect. Thanks to those who have encouraged me in the pursuit of a union career, and to those who have fired me with the extremism that is necessary to make one's way through the union political jungle. Thanks to all the tolerant audiences who have put up with the frequent cancellations which we have had this term. You have been absolutely wonderful. I would like also to thank the staff. Unfortunately, our organization is such that it is not possible to keep all our staff in permanent employment. And term after term, they come back to us despite the fact that we are unable to pay them throughout the holidays. I would ask the society to show its gratitude in a moment, in the usual way, and also at the end of this debate by giving generously to the persons who will be at the door with collection plates. Taking up a collection to provide them with a Christmas packet. I would also like to thank my officers who have shared, I think, with me the burden of finding all the replacements that we have had to find this term. I think that the term has been to a certain extent spoilt by the fact that we have had so many cancellations. This isn't our fault, it's the English electorate's fault. Because every time Labour MP comes down, it means that the government's majority is cut by 25%. But I think we managed to find most occasions very suitable replacements, and one occasion when, in particular, when Mr. Robert Morley cancelled and we had Miss Fenella Feeling standing in for him. There's a little incident that I will tell you about. It occurred over dinner. Miss Fielding leaned across me and said to Dr. Justice, who hasn't been making many films recently,
Jimmy, when did you make your last film? He, a little embarrassedly, said, well, I'm afraid I'm persona non grata with the film industry. And she leaned back and said, I know. Tonight, I welcome to the Oxford Union Mr. Hugh McDermott, poet and politician. Mr. McDermott is the recent communist candidate against Sir Alexander Douglas Hume. Mr. McDermott polled 127 votes. I think it is fair to point out Mr. McDermott is more successful as poet than as politician. We welcome as well Mr. Humphrey Barclay, a radical Tory who we have produced tonight. Just to show that such things do exist. As well, Mr. Malcolm X, who, like Tariq A, is a Muslim. The difference is that one is a red Muslim and the other a black Muslim. A very special word of welcome to Lord Stoneham, Under Secretary of State for the Home Office, who accepted our invitation to standing for a speaker who was to be on the order paper, who in turn was standing in for Mr. Edward Heath, who was in turn standing in for Mr. Dennis Healy, etc. I ask the House to express our appreciation to all these guests for having come here tonight.